The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of any entities they represent.
Hello. Howdy. Hey there, friends. Fiends. People in between. What the F is up? What is up, my friends?
Wait, is this your language disclaimer?
Hey, fun fact, there's language in here that may or may not be suitable for different audiences. So if you're uncomfortable with hearing things that could make you uncomfortable,
get the f- out of here. Suck all the dick out of the ass.
You have been blessed by Lord MRF. Now f*** off. Boy, now continue the show.
Okay. 3, 2. Hello and howdy to you and you and everybody else and me. How are we this evening?
We're doing amazing.
Yes, yes, yes.
We are always doing great.
Great. Amazing. Love to hear it. You know, real quick, we're going to get into the thick of it. Was I supposed to say something else? Am I supposed to introduce us?
I mean...
Get Mitch a pillow.
Get it together, Mitch. That's more of a cloak.
I think it literally is a cloak. Anyways, what was I saying?
You were doing... I think you were about to do introductions, maybe?
I think I was. So we had a 3-man show. It turned into a 2-man show. And that's cool. It's going to be real quick. We've got a few things to get off our chesticles. I'm here, Dandy. We've got Impaler. Mitch is around. Boss is also somewhere. So there's that, you know. But we're committed. We're committed to the bit. That's why we're here. So. Anyways, let's get into it. That's the thing that YouTubers say a lot, or not even, is it YouTubers or YouTubers? Those people who like make little videos on TikToks and Instagram, they'll be like, all right, so let's get into it.
I think that would be TikTokers.
I think it is a TikToker. Speaking of TikTokers, I don't know if you guys have heard about, of course you have, if you're chronically online, like I,
like a loser.
Am. Yeah, precisely. but there was this woman who told the story. Now, mind you, I have not spent my personal time listening to this, as of yet. I might go ahead and check out a couple installments, but 52 is intimidating, even for a regular fucking TV show. Like, you want me to watch 52 episodes?
Yeah, 52 at 10 minutes each. It's a long time.
That's a lot. And so she was committed to the bit, honestly. And if it is a bit, or even if it's real life, I don't know. But a lot of people have seemed to, like, become really invested and interested in the story that this woman has to tell which apparently is just like kind of a who the F did I marry type of, well, not kind of, that is what it is. I think that's what you titled it as well. But it's similar to an actual TV show that does exist with other real people who did marry people that turned out to be a little less than preferable in some aspects.
So this is a show about people with terrible judgment.
Perhaps. But one thing, a comment I did see a lot about this lady sharing online is that they appreciated her self-awareness and like willingness to acknowledge the part that she played into allowing this tomfoolery into her life, I guess. I mean, hey, hindsight is 20/20 unless you are blind, I guess. I don't know. But the point is, there was this whole story taken by storm, and the internet was taken by storm.
The blind community is not going to like that comment you made.
I meant in a figuratively spiritual, metaphorical way.
You're backsliding. Backsliding right now so fast.
Anyway, as I was saying, what I meant to say was, you know, when you look back on things, you can always, well, not always, a lot of people who do have true self-awareness can reflect and notice areas where they maybe aided to the situations that they ended up in. And not even maybe. A lot of times, especially as adults, it's us allowing certain things. But, you know, hey, we live and learn, hopefully. So anyways, the point I'm trying to make is that a lot of people were super interested in the story. And I think a part of that is because, also part of why so many people like these random ass story times that they do on TikTok and Instagram or whatever. I think it's because people just want to feel like they're getting original content. You know, even if it's not necessarily like, I mean, I'm sure some of these people are just making crap up. But at the end of the day, it's still, I guess, somewhat original, you know what I mean? Versus what we keep getting from like TV and movies where it's the same shit over and over again, or they redo something, but they slap a chick in it, or, you know, they just make the person a different race or whatever the fuck they do. And but it's the same shit over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. Like, you know, they're gonna have that Project XX movie come out. I don't know if that's really gonna come out, but I heard that there's, remember Project X, supposed to be Project XX. So
another party movie,
but women, girls, it's girls instead.
Were there no girls in the first Project X?
They weren't like the leads were like, it was like three teenage boys. So this time it'd be girls.
Okay. That's terrible. Is that going to be as terrible as the fucking Ghostbusters with the chicks in it? Because that was awful too.
Probably. That's the point. It's like, stop just trying to slap chicks and stuff and be like, oh, yeah, give us new stuff. If you want to write stories with women in it, do that, but write stories with women in it. Don't give us stories that already existed and then just change. Like, no, it's not working. It's not going to work. So please stop. But that's probably not going to happen.
You heard it here first, folks. Danny is against
females. No. And you're not going to start on this female. No. Because this is fake female empowerment like that.
It's not fake. It's not fake.
It is fake.
These are real successful females.
It is fake and it is like shallow and it's not, how it's not you? Doing anything for women. How dare I
these beautiful black women who have created this artwork, this amazing artwork.
I know who you're
speaking,
talking.
Speaking their truths.
No, you're talking about, if you're talking about Sukihana, it's Sexy Red.
Sukihana.
Okay.
And Sexy Red, who are successful, beautiful black women.
Stop. No, sir. I'm not doing this. No. Now, I mean, are they, I'm sure, nice young ladies at times in their life? Probably.
Doubt it.
But this is not what we, this is not what we need when we talk about female empowerment. This is not what we need when we talk about female representation.
I think we need to be inclusive.
Especially not in, like, if we're talking about, like, black women. That does not do anything.
I think we need to be inclusive to all of the female empowerment. I don't think we should be segregating.
I agree with you. I think that all female empowerment, in the sense of women should be able to do whatever they want to do, is a mood to keep, yes. However, if we're only being, if we're only emphasizing like one fraction of that, which these type of, these two women do, are only emphasizing a certain thing, and they're getting pushed up in our media, it, that type of stuff is getting pushed up, then I think it does need to be spoken out against, because, again, that's not empowerment. Per se, like
I feel like it is. I
feel. Why like do you is. Insert male, Mr. Male Man? Why do you feel that way? Please tell me, man.
First of all,
why do you feel that that empowers women? Please tell me, man.
First of all, I don't appreciate you. I don't appreciate you assuming my gender. Because you don't know. You don't know what I identify.
Male
as.
Is not a gender. It is a sex. Gene? I don't know the word.
Don't do that. Don't do that. You can't do that.
It's your.
You can't be talking about chromosomes. You're gonna offend a lot of people. You're doing it wrong.
I am asserting the sexual chromosomes that you have, which make you male. Not assuming your gender.
Do you have a 23andMe on me information? Because I don't think you know what chromosomes that I have.
I think I do.
Okay, but even if I have those chromosomes, what do I identify as?
That's irrelevant. You're still a male.
You hear that? You heard that? You heard that first? You heard that first from Danny's mouth.
No, shut up. You're not going to try to set me up, bro. Shut up.
You set yourself up. I didn't say anything.
No, I am saying what I'm saying. You, as a man, as a male-born person.
You don't know what I identify as.
What does that have to do with the fact that you're not a woman?
What does that have to do with the fact that I can't speak on women because I'm not a woman?
No, I'm saying that you...
So no females can speak on men then, right?
I'm not saying that either. I'm saying that your opinion... Well,
they were born women. If they were born women...
I'm saying if they're born women, then they should primarily worry about women's issues. I think that they can also worry about men and input on men issues. However,
so
if men,
to...
you should allow men to speak on their experiences and then take that and, you know, I guess adjust accordingly. It should be vice versa. Like people should take each other's experiences and hear that and not be offended and understand, okay, that person is this, whether, like, we're talking about men and women right now, so that person's a man and he's saying that he feels blah 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 when this happens. Okay, as a woman, I can't tell him as a man he shouldn't feel that way.
Exactly. So
as a woman, when I'm telling you that I don't feel like that's female empowerment what they're doing, you can't tell me that I'm wrong.
Okay, but I was raised by women, so in my,
that's not
in my experience, being raised by mostly women and having that experience with lots of women, why can't I speak on it?
I'm not saying
I feel like I should be able to speak on it.
I'm not saying you can't have an opinion, but I'm saying your opinion is like taken with a grain of salt, because at the end of the day, you're not a woman.
Got it. So anytime I hear a female talking about a man, then I'll just take it with a grain of salt because they're not men.
No.
Oh, I don't. Why does it not work the same way?
No. Listen. Because I think you're trying to. No.
This
is
sounding very toxic masculinity.
No. Here we go. Okay, we're about to get into it. Let's go ahead and get into it. All right. Because that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying if you, as a man, talk about your experiences with women, and you say, hey, as a man, I realize that when I approach women, this is the type of response I get, or when I do this, this is what happens, or blah, 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 blah. You're totally valid in expressing that. However, when it comes to saying what women necessarily, I would say, should or shouldn't do in terms of like what they promote or represent or blah, blah, blah. Like, I think that should more so come from within that community of women. But again, the women should take what the men say about their experiences with them, you know, and consider that and how they, it's such like a web. I don't know if I sound like just all over the place right now. I'm trying to like keep it streamlined, but my
contradictory
thoughts
contradictory is what you sound
like. Well, here's the thing, and I love that you said that, because I've always had the stance that if you are someone who is and I don't even want to use this term, but do truly it. Like woke, like not even woke, but if you're like, if you're just self-aware enough, then a lot of things are going to be contradictory, because a lot of things exist simultaneously. Like, one truth is equally as valid as the other spectrum of it. And that's just the way that life is across the board. So yes, I am going to sound contradictory, because all of these things are simultaneously true. But what I'm saying is that as a man, to tell a woman, oh, you should feel like, and I know we're just joking about like the sexy ride and shit, but like, to be like, oh yeah, that's empowering for women, and I'm like, no, it's not, as a woman, then, you know, like, it'd be the same as me telling you as a man, I don't know, what's some goofy shit that dudes do?
I hear lots of females talking about dudes cheating a lot,
right,
online.
So if I was just like, oh, you know, men cheating, like, that's honestly them being like their most alpha self, and I think more men should embrace that aspect of themselves, because, you know, that's just like higher level, what, blah, 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 whatever the fuck. And you're like, no, as a man, I know that like that's bullshit. Your opinion on it is more valid than mine, because you are a man and you live the experience as a man, right? So, but also, if that's my perception of it, then you can take that and be like, well, why, like, what is it that we're doing collectively that makes the other side feel this way? You know what I mean? But it's a multifaceted thing.
Well, collectively, what are these whores doing that are making me feel the way that I'm feeling right now? Because as a female, I don't really think that you should be able to, I mean, you can have an opinion on it, but I don't really think that you should be able to speak on a man's experience about cheating when you're a female, and that's not your experience. So it should come from a man and not a woman. So anytime
I agree, I agree with you.
Anytime you hear these bitches talking about, I mean, females talking about men cheating, you can take it with a grain of salt and probably ignore it, because they're females and they don't really have that male experience that you're talking about.
No, again, I'm going to circle back to what I like mentioned before. If you are talking about your own personal experiences with men that have cheated on you, and you say, this is my observation from the men that I've personally been involved with, or people around me have been personally involved with, what's going on? I think that it is a fair question to pose. Now, you can't necessarily be like, this is what they need to do, because you don't know what it's like to, you know what I mean? You can throw out suggestions and be like, I don't know if it's this, or I don't know if it's that. But I think posing the question and putting it out there is absolutely valid. But it is up to men ultimately to figure out what it is that they need to do to fix it.
Just like it's up to women to figure out what they need to do to fix it.
Yeah.
And with their whoreness and these songs. First of all, we're talking about, I made Space Boy listen to a beautiful,
oh, it was a melody,
absolutely beautiful, artistic song. It's called
Most Harmonious.
It's called Down by the River. and it is Sexy Red, successful Sexy Red and Sukiyana, who are just making music, making beautiful artistry for the women out there.
They're doing something.
It is a sect of female empowerment that I'm on board with. The song is talking about abortions, lying about abortions to get money from dudes.
The song is trifling.
Telling them that they're getting the abortions
is trifling
and then
fuck.
Not having them. Nan, nan, boo, boo, that's why I kept your baby. Beautiful lyrics. It's artistry. It's artistry at its finest.
It's like fully, it's tomfoolery at its finest. It's just not, no.
And
no,
I don't think it should be, I don't think it should be the main focus of the female empowerment, but I feel like it is a sect of female empowerment that I'm vibing with right now, that I'm enjoying.
And I get that. And, you know, again, like I was saying before, I think that female empowerment at the end of the day just truly should mean that, I mean, hey, you can do whatever you want to do, boo. However, I don't think that certain things are beneficial to you as a person or to us as a group. So what we prop up or like give a bunch of attention to does matter. You know, but yes, everybody should be able to live their best lives. Live your truth, sis.
But who's to make the judgment of what's good for the collective?
I think that there are some goods that are just objective. And, you know, I think that there are some that are subjective. And, yeah, pretty much it's just that.
Go stream down by the river. That's my suggestion. It's all about choice.
It's all about debauchery.
It's a pro-life, pro-female.
No, it's not
song.
Pro-life. It is pro-choice.
It's a pro-choice. Mm-hmm. It's a pro-choice and pro-life song, because they say that, you know, there's parts of it where they say I had no abortion, and there's parts of it where they say nay nay boo boo, that's why I kept your baby. So she decided to keep it. So it's both.
That is both.
Okay. Things are happening simultaneously, like you said earlier. Just circling back to what you said earlier.
I cannot stand you. Anyway. Was there anything else that you wanted to talk about, sir? Was there something else we were supposed to talk about? I don't remember.
I think the last week we made mention to me bringing up the subject of Monique.
Oh, yeah. Why you got beef with Monique, bro? Like, come on.
Here's why I have beef with Monique.
Here you go. Hating on black women again.
Oh, now it's a problem. Now it's a problem. When we were talking about the whores, Sukiyana and Sexy Red, it wasn't a problem. That wasn't female empowerment, but this is. I have beef with Monique. Because I think she's trash, honestly. There was a Facebook post that I saw. Monique was on Club Shay Shay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Talking about the issues that she's had in the industry with certain people.
Okay.
And there was a comparison to her and her interview on Club Shay Shay and the Cat Williams interview.
Uh-huh.
And there were some mentions to how she sounded bitter.
Oh.
And that her interview was not as funny as Cat Williams's interview.
Hmm.
With the way that she spoke. She sounded bitter. And there were a lot of comments. There were a lot of comments that the post said that she sounded bitter. But okay. The comments were saying that, oh, you're just saying that she sounds bitter because she's a black woman, blah, blah, blah. It's pretty much the same thing. Mm-hmm. And the delivery was different. She did sound like a bitter ass broad.
I disagree.
And she sounded bitter for years.
I disagree.
This is like a 10-year-old goddamn thing. She sounded bitter for a very, very long time.
I listened to a good portion of that interview, and I don't think that she sounded bitter as much as she did just sound, straightforward. Like, I don't think that she's bitter. But I also don't think that she's like hiding that she's not like pleased, you know, about what's happened.
But she, she got,
which I guess someone could say is better, but
there were a lot of issues that she was discussing. The Netflix thing, of course, about her not being paid as much as other comedians.
Yeah, which I think is valid.
That are funnier than her, that are more popular than her.
No,
that bring in more money than her. That sell out more concerts.
I'm sorry.
Sell out more shows than she
does.
You're
not going to tell me Amy Schumer is better than Monique, who is a staple comedian and is definitely solidified her spot as a funny person over the past few decades.
What's your favorite Monique joke?
What do you mean my favorite Monique joke?
What is your favorite Monique joke? What joke have you heard by Monique that you think is your favorite joke?
I don't have
one. Give me a little bit of it. You don't have one?
No.
You don't have one?
I don't.
Nobody does because she's not fucking funny. And that's the point that I'm trying to make. Don't just fucking slap on, oh, she's a black woman, so she deserves these. So she doesn't deserve shit. I feel like everything is a case by case basis.
I think she is funny. I think it's fun. I do like her. Well, I don't want to say like her character because like I feel like it's.
What character? From what show or movie?
Well, obviously, Nikki Parker is a funny character. Okay.
What's your favorite Nikki Parker joke?
Stop. You're not doing this.
What are we not? I'm just asking you a question.
Because I don't have a particular joke. I'm just saying the persona, just like the vibes, the energy, the way she says stuff, the way it's funny. It's entertaining. I enjoy it.
Just a very sassy, sarcastic, semi-angry black woman. Just a trope. To me, personally, I feel like it's a trope.
It is a trope. That is a trope.
So
that
she's
is valid.
Playing into a terrible trope that we should be trying to get away from, I would think. As a collective, I would think that that's not very positive for other black women. But we're okay with her doing the trope shit, but we're not okay with and labeling her, oh, this is a black woman. She's doing her fucking thing. But that trope is negative to the community, I would say. So shouldn't we be getting away from that? Why are we glorifying this broad for playing into these tropes?
Okay, and you also, sound but like, what did she do to you? Like, why are you like, what is your beef with Monique?
My beef with her is all of the people that are defending her for this interview on Club Shay Shay. Mm-hmm. But simultaneously, she's a trash ass fucking mom, apparently, because her oldest son has come out and said that she's a trash ass mom. She didn't have time for her kid, but she got with a guy that was not her baby's father and then had more kids with them and then is spending more time with them, giving them more attention. Apparently, she has, with her first son, tried to pay for his attention instead of actually giving him the attention that he has requested on multiple occasions. And now he's a grown man. He's an adult. He's gone online, spoken very eloquently about his relationship with his mother, and then she gets online in response with her new man, who she calls daddy.
Yes.
By the way.
Yes.
Which is awkward as fuck.
Yes.
This dude is not your fucking daddy.
Yes. Yes.
It's not your daddy at all. She claims the other children, the three children she has with him, but doesn't claim her oldest son.
No, because in the interview, she talked about her older son, her oldest son.
She talked about him, but when she goes out on interviews, she says that she has three kids when she has four. She doesn't.
I've never heard that
mention to him.
I've never heard that, so I can't say. But I know that she did definitely mention him, and she did mention in this interview on Club Shay Shay how she felt bad because when he was younger, she wasn't able to be there a lot because, you know, she was out here trying to get this bag and get these deals. And, you know, in retrospect, she realizes that he probably just needed her there. But, you know, at the time, that's what she chose to do.
But she also made mention to the fact that they have a, like, broken relationship, and it's up to him to reach out.
Well, I think once you apologize as an adult and as a parent and you're like, hey, I did fuck up. I am very sorry. But like, you know, I want us to move forward. I want our relationship to be better. I want us to, you know, not live in the past. If you as a parent do that and then your adult child still chooses to be like, no, It's 100% on them. There's nothing I can't change the past. I can't turn back the hands of time. I've acknowledged what I've done. I've apologized. I wish I could change it, but I can't. So either we move on and we build a new relationship with what we have now, or we just, you know, I guess stay bitter.
And I understand that. I understand that 100%. I just don't agree with the narrative that she's painting. Mm-hmm. Because she released text messages, personal text messages between her and this older son. Mm-hmm. And he reached out to her many, many, many times, trying to get in contact with her. And she would curve him all the time. Mm. He would ask to just speak with her on the phone. And she would say, oh, I'm busy doing this. Oh, I'll call you. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, I'll call you this day, and then wouldn't do it. And then days later would continue to do that. She would keep pushing him back. So.
Yeah,
I don't understand why she released those text messages, because it made her look way worse.
Yikes.
He would get a hold of her. Hey, how you doing, mom? Hey, how are you feeling? You were sick the other day. Checking in on her. He recently had a baby, so she's a grandma.
Yeah,
and he would try to share that information with her, and she would curb him all the time. And then she lets her daddy speak for her. All the time, when it's none of his fucking business. And then her daddy, who is her husband and not, in fact, her fucking father, which is dumb,
mm-hmm.
Called her son mentally ill.
Oh.
And she did not say anything about that. She just allowed this to happen. So to me, Monique is trash. These are the problems that I have with her. She's a garbage fucking goddamn mom.
Mm-hmm.
She has painted this narrative that she's tried to do these things to repair their relationship, but continues to curb him and not repair their relationship at all.
Yeah.
She continues to ignore him.
No, I totally get where you're coming from.
But she is providing him with some financial aid, but that's not what he's saying that he needs, and she's not providing what he needs, so she's clearly not trying to repair that relationship.
No, that's always unfortunate.
And that to me makes her garbage.
Yeah. No, that's definitely people gotta step up. You know, you can't avoid what actually needs to be addressed by trying to, you know, throw money at it or just ignore it or whatever the case may be. All in all, I thought, though, her interview on Club Shay Shay was pretty interesting, especially the stuff she had to say about like Tyler Perry and Oprah, which I'm not really surprised about, but hey, I don't know. Like, at the end of the day, I don't really know any of these people, but you know, the things I hear, it's very.
I don't personally know her either, but from what I can gather, she's got problems with all these fucking people, and eventually the common denominator is going to have to come down to you, woman.
Yeah.
Because you probably have a shitty attitude and people don't want to fucking work with you because you're trash.
Yeah, no, you do sometimes got to take that step back and evaluate. Real quick, speaking of taking a step back and evaluating, I think that's what that one girl did, Dakota Johnson, I think her name is, Miss Madam Web, after she filmed the movie, because every interview she's been in seems so disinterested and so unhappy with the outcome, and then that movie's been getting roasted online, so that's fun.
Is this the main character?
Yes.
I don't really know anything about Dakota Webb, but I mean...
She's been in some movies. I forget which ones, but some of them, somewhere. Oh,
so not important then.
But the Madam Web movie, I don't know. It's still just, I never wanted to watch it. I vaguely remember seeing like some trailers for it, but, yeah, it came out like, I think last weekend or so.
It's out already?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's not good.
People have just been roasting that shit, so.
Because I haven't heard anything. I didn't know that was out already. That's.
Yeah.
It probably sucks then.
It sucks.
I think a big part of that is people are over Marvel movies.
Because they kept trying to do the same thing over and over again. but with different characters, and it's just not. And they also, I think the biggest issue was trying to connect every single fucking movie. Like, it's fine if you want to have stuff exist in the same universe, but I think the first, your main focus should be on just telling a full and complete story within, you know, that world. Like, when it, within that character, whatever that character story is, focus on telling that full and completely. And then if you find areas and ways in which you can, like, interweave stuff from other, then fine. But they do it backwards. They start with the knowledge of, oh, but we have to make sure this ties back. And so they just haphazardly fucking throw some shite together, and it's boo-boo garbage. And then also they want you to do fucking homework for a lot of these new movies. You have to have, like, watch some Disney Plus shows or watch some YouTube videos to, like, get a little extra scenes or get some extra context. Again, just give me a full fucking movie at, like, when it's released. I don't want to have to do homework. I don't want to have to watch 9 other fucking movies to be able to enjoy and just understand what's happening in this one movie.
I think that, well, I mean, you kind of have to explain it, because a lot of people might not know that Madame Web is a part of Spider-Man. It's part of the Spider-Man universe. That's where it came from. So if you're tying that back to something that already has, like, a fandom already, that might help.
Well, that's also apparently the problem is, like, in this movie, they didn't mention, like, Spider-Man or anything. They just, you know, kind of alluded to the some of the characters becoming Spider-Women, but they don't actually in the movie become Spider-Women.
I thought the chick from Euphoria, what did, like, turn into a Spider-Woman?
She's in it. No, there's a scene of a, like, a future flash of her in the suit.
Oh.
But it doesn't actually happen in the movie.
That's lame. I won't be watching this. Not that I didn't even know it was out anyway, but I was not planning on watching it, but I'm definitely not going to watch it now. It sounds like trash.
Yeah. But I'm over. Are you going to watch the Avatar show? Have you?
I've actually watched the first 2 episodes of the Avatar show.
Do you like it?
Just last night.
Oh, wow. How's it?
It's pretty good.
Okay.
The show is pretty good. It's pretty,
did you ever watch the animated?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm a weeb. I definitely watched the animated version of it multiple times. Mm-hmm. And it's a really good show. They do a great job with the backstory ahead of time.
Okay.
They do a great job with the casting, because there's mostly Asians in it, which makes sense.
Right.
Instead of the original one where it was just a whole lot of whites.
Is that a slur?
The views the views of Spaceboy Dandy are not.
Wait, is that a slur?
That's definitely a slur.
Okay. Well. Anyways.
So. Not co-signing that. You on your own, buddy.
No. We're good.
I don't know about that.
Okay, so it's a cool show,
right?
I don't
know you're supposed to call my ass.
It's a cool show.
Yeah, so far it's a good show. I've only seen the first couple episodes, but it's decent.
Nice.
After that show, however, I'd like to talk about one more thing.
Yes.
I got sexually molested last night. Or no, sexually assaulted.
Are they different?
I don't know. I just wanted to. I wanted to specify. I don't know if they're any different, but I just wanted to specify, because I don't really feel like male sexual assault is taken as seriously.
It's not. And honestly, again, I just want to say, like, in all seriousness, I'm really sorry that happened to you. That's, like, super fucked.
Yeah, this fucking whore grabbed my cock out of nowhere, and I really didn't fucking appreciate it.
And that's quite a way to describe it.
No, she's a whore, and she grabbed my cock, so that's what happened. That's factual. But I would just like to say, we need to take the male sexual assault.
We do need to take male sexual assault seriously, because I think a lot of women do, and not friends of mine, but I've just witnessed, you know, people who do think that because they're female that they have permission to just touch on men's bodies without permission or consent.
And no consent at all. Not even a lick of consent.
And it's honestly not okay. Like, you, if you wouldn't want it done to you, then don't do it to other people. I think that's pretty simple. And even if you would want some weird shit like that done to you, if you know most likely other people would not, don't do it. Like, it's not okay. You, if you think you're just like a little cutie girl, you're like, oh, look at me, I'm so hot, all the boys want me, you're on some Cassie, it's me and you now. I mean, wait, that song was so fucking thirsty. Anyways,
Cassie, but... I would let Cassie grab my dick. She could grab it.
Okay, so
this whore from last night absolutely could not.
So it depends on if you're like attracted to or interested in the person, if they can assault you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just like, you know, it's just like, I would say it's comparable to females when they are around men who are giving them compliments that they are attracted to. It can be taken as okay, but if there's a fucking uggo that
an uggo,
yeah.
I mean,
if there's an uggo that's giving you a compliment,
now you feel like you're harassed.
Then yeah, you're gonna be like, oh, look at this fucking
wait,
creeper.
Okay,
this,
well,
this creeper,
so
over
hold on
here.
I'm sorry, sir. Let's just rewind. Let's just really quick, okay? Because you did make a statement, and it is a serious statement. You know, men being assaulted, sexually assaulted, should be taken seriously. Now, fast forward. You're saying that, however, if you were assaulted by a attractive person, or a person that you find attractive, that the assault is now no longer valid as assault?
No, that's not what I'm saying, but there is an aspect of more consent if the person, if I'm attracted to the person, because I'm actually attracted to them. If I'm not attracted to you and you're an uggo or a fatty or both and I have no interest in you, then don't grab my cock. One, I'm not even really fucking women anymore, so don't grab my dick anyway, because I'm not interested. You're barking up the wrong tree, bitch.
The wrong tree. I think that there's something to be said about that, though. And maybe there's just like this... Because is there implied consent? Because like what you're talking about to me kind of sounds like, you know, if I'm digging you, like I like how you look or I like how you are or whatever the case may be, and then you're, you know, advancing, I am likely to obviously engage, right? So it's implied likely that there's a certain response that would be had. However, if there isn't that, then now you feel violated because you haven't given off any signals to this person that
absolutely
you
know. Yeah, no, I'm saying you're correct. Oh, I absolutely okay. did not give off any signals to this whore. Absolutely not. We were listening to music earlier today. She was like, she like bent over and backed her ass up on me. There was no, I backed away. So clearly I'm not fucking interested. Like, get the fuck away from me.
That backed it up on you.
Bagged it up on me.
Wow. She was really trying to see what she can do, huh?
No, she was trying to get done by three dudes that were in this fucking house is what fucking, I believe, what was going on. But there's only two that are interested in you.
Well, like, I'm sorry that you were... unprovoked and assaulted in that way. It's never okay. Obviously, you know, you made it out and we're thankful for that, but there's sometimes people who, you know, it doesn't stop at a little grab, right? And it becomes a whole thing, and that's not cool. Like, what if, let's say you really sloshed or something, right? And you were just like too drunk or whatever to like really do anything, and now she's taking full advantage.
Yeah, next time I'm gonna punch that bitch in the face.
Okay, that's also an option. And
next time I'm gonna assault that whore so she fucking knows. Yeah, I feel like you shouldn't just be grabbing on people like that.
You shouldn't be grabbing,
especially
on people
that
like
have
that.
Given you no signals that I'm not interested in you.
Yeah.
Not because you're a woman, but because you're a fat, ugly whore and I'm not interested. And you're trying to bang me and all my bros. And gross.
Gross.
Get it together, whore.
Okay. I'm sure she had a name, but...
Yeah, her name was the whore. No. I'm not going to say her last name, but her name was... Yeah.
Wow.
Classically a whore's name.
That's not true.
Do you know any personally?
Yes.
Are they whores?
No.
You haven't heard any stories about them being whores?
Okay, we're done here. I'm not doing this. No. No, sir.
No, you haven't heard stories, or we're just not doing this?
No to everything. All right, we've had a good look at us. Look at us, little two-man show with our little talky talks. We're done here, I think, though, right? Or...
Yeah, I believe so. Let's continue drinking.
All right, cool. So thanks for listening. Catch you later on the next one. Maybe, probably, yes. Okay, bye.
Bye.